It's Monday, April 19th, 2010. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Dreaming, now I'm supposed to fill it up with something.
The song we just heard was a band called Mike Snow. They're from Stockholm, Sweden. Mike is spelled with two I's. Mike Snow, I suppose. And we heard the song Animal. It's from their debut self-titled record, Mike Snow. And Animal, fantastic song. And the record, it's got a few other 4-star tracks on it and then a whole bunch of 2-stars. So just be wary. And if you liked Animal, definitely pick up Animal, because that song is awesome. It's super great. So there you go, Mike Snow from Sweden. Okay, up next, a band from Chicago. They're called the Smith Westerns, and they've sort of perfected that garage rock distorted vocals, you know, sound of indie rock music these days, but these guys do it really well. We're going to hear 2 tracks. We're going to hear My Heart and Dreams, both from their self-titled debut album, Smith Westerns. So check it out, My Heart and Dreams, right now on The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back.
not want to let you go.
So we just heard The Drums. They're from Brooklyn, New York, and that song was called Submarine. It's from their debut EP called, quote, Summertime, end quote. And Summertime, great EP. Submarine, my favorite song off of it, 5 stars, but there's a bunch of 4-star tracks on there. It's mostly 4 stars, so, you know, very worthwhile. If you like Submarine, you're going to want to check out The Drums. They're kind of up and coming, and I think someone you might want to keep your eye on. Okay, another band to keep your eye on, Surfer Blood. It's a band with a terrible name, Surfer Blood. So bad that I'd heard of them several times and never bothered to listen because I was like, Surfer Blood sounds terrible. And then finally I did. I broke down and listened. And I gotta say, pretty good band, actually, Surfer Blood. We're gonna hear a couple of songs off their debut album, Astro Coast. We're gonna hear Twin Peaks and Catholic Pagans, and both are pretty good. And, you know, if you became a fan of The Sounds of My Head on Facebook, you might have noticed that sometime over the past little while here, I pointed out that you can get this debut Surfer Blood record from Amazon for $5. So, you know, it's a pretty good deal if you like this thing. And I just want to say, regarding the Facebook thing, I'm not going to harp on this all the time, but I would just like to thank Felix and Heath and Kara and Jessica and Rob for commenting on the Facebook page. Makes me feel loved. And I think it's pretty cool. Some people have shared some things on the page. This could be good. You know, I think this Facebook thing, I haven't quite figured it out yet, but I think it's going to be worth it. So, you know, if you haven't already become a fan, do become a fan. And if you have become a fan, thanks. I appreciate it. So here we go. Surfer Blood with Twin Peaks and Catholic Pagans. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head.
So far, I spent too many hours. In a statement released this week, Pope Benedict says that he has forgiven the Beatles for John Lennon's claim that they were bigger than Jesus and for their rock and roll excesses, and the clearest sign yet that the Vatican is working from the bottom of the complaint box.
Still for long, and I could never hold a job. Coupled with a weakness for cocaine and liquor, not much you can do for love. When I met you, I broke the mold. I fell apart and combed my hair. Whiskey shakes for 10 whole days. Stayed off the streets at night for weeks. To have nothing.
to be free. To feel everything and nothing at all. To see everything and nothing at all. To be everything and nothing at all.
We just heard new music from Sounds of My Head favorites, Quasi. They're from Portland, and that song was called Everything and Nothing at All. It's new. It's from their recently released American Gong album, which, you know, I'm not going to say it's their best work, you know, as an album. It's just, you know, it's definitely their prime, I think, was perhaps behind them, but I will always hold them near and dear to my heart because I love so much of their older stuff. So I'm going to continue to, and I, you know, you can find the gems even on this new record. There's a couple of really good 5-star songs on it, though most of it kind of, you know, 2 and 3 stars if you ask me. But you know, hey, there you go. If you like Quasi like I do, might want to check that out, because Everything and Nothing at All, that's a good song, and there's another one. So there you have it. Maybe if it's ever on sale on Amazon for $2, you should buy the album, because it would definitely be worth $2. Okay, up next, a band from Brooklyn, New York. They're called Twin Sister. We're going to hear two tracks. We're going to hear one from their debut EP called Vampires with Dreaming Kids. And then we're going to hear another from their recently released kind of mini album called Color Your Life. The first song we're going to hear is I Want a House. And it's a really great song. It kind of grows on you and it's sort of mellow. And I love that it has just this long kind of instrumental part after a little bit. It's great. I love this song a lot. It's really catchy and wonderful. And then the song we're going to hear next after I Want a House is called All Around and Away We Go. And, you know, Color Your Life, this was another one that they actually offered this whole EP for free on their website. But the whole fan page thing, it wasn't up yet at the time, so I couldn't tell you about it. And it expired. So now you have to buy it. But, you know, it's even buying it, it's not really very expensive. And it's well worth it because Twin Sister, very exciting new band, and I think they're going to go places. So if you like these two tracks, definitely want to check out Twin Sister, because it all sounds a lot like this. And there's still other free stuff. They have a great website, and they offer lots of free things. So you're definitely going to want to check out Twin Sister. Okay, here we go. Twin Sister with I Want a House and All Around and Away We Go. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
I want a house built of old wood. You could paint it any color you like, just so long as I can live with you. Paint it any color you like, just as long as I can live with you. I want a house long as I can live with you.
Thank you. should keep in touch. Oh, you better be going. It's a long, long way to your uncle's place. I got a job, it's just okay. And how's your dad? It's hard to say. I miss you all, it's been so long. And who can say where love has gone? So hot today, we should keep in touch. Oh, you better be going. It's a long, long way to your uncle's place. I was right there, right with your mother and her last words. For she passed away, did they tell you about the promise? Should I ask you? Tell me what they say. And there's no way that you could help me if you're barely better off than I. Your beauty seemed like an angel. We're together for both our lives. How are you? Well, I'm okay. You're looking good. It's hot today. I miss you all. It's been so long. And who can tell where love has gone? I've really liked this conversation. It was long ago, you were just a child. It's getting late, I must be going. Life is hard sometimes, but I'll be alright. How are you? Oh, I'm okay. This is a nice place. It's so hot today. How are you? Oh, I'm okay. This is a nice place. It's so hot today.
We just heard David Byrne and Fatboy Slim featuring Nelly Mackay with the song How Are You? It's from a two-disc album called Here Lies Love, which Time magazine describes as a dance music opera about the ambition and arrogance of the Philippines' former First Lady, Imelda Marcos. And to that I say, well put, Time magazine. However, terrible album. Terrible. And I love David Byrne, and I love Fatboy Slim, and I even like a whole lot of the guest vocalists that they brought in. And that said, I just think it's a terrible album. Just an unlistenably bad, one or two stars for every track with a couple of exceptions, really bad release. But I did like that Nelly Mackay song right there. So How Are You? Hats off, because that was the best song on the two discs. Though there was a couple of others, I think, that I gave 4 stars to. But otherwise, pretty dreadful release. Shocking. I mean, I don't know how you go wrong with David Byrne and Fatboy Slim and all these other... It just... Really, they found a way. Terrible, terrible album. Okay, on that note, how about the new music from MGMT? Sounds of My Head favorites, and pretty much, I think everybody's favorites. Everybody likes MGMT. They're from Brooklyn, and they got a new album that just came out. It's called Congratulations. That's not my favorite. I will say it's interesting. I would be remiss to not acknowledge that it is interesting. They're trying a lot of different things. It's interesting, but it doesn't move me that much. So we're going to hear the song I like best. It's called I Found a Whistle, and I think it's particularly strong towards the end. So if you like this song, might want to check out the whole new record from MGMT. And right now, check out I Found a Whistle, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Century.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Togens Huel and Fat I Hose, both by the Norwegian kind of indie rock band Casio Kids. Pretty interesting stuff. You should check those guys out. I also talked over Neighbor Riffs by Surfer Blood. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen and become a fan. In Facebook, it's easy. Search for The Sounds of My Head in Facebook and become a fan. You'll be glad you did. And tune in again in 2 weeks on May 3rd for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.